Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives. I was wondering from this morning, I guess we got an email from Annie that says, good morning, Eric. Over the weekend, my friends and family got into a huge debate. Lines were drawn, voices were raised, families were divided. All over the question, are Tootsie Rolls chocolate or not chocolate?
Oh, my God.
In my mind, the answer is very clear. Just curious what your thoughts are, although Annie doesn't say what the answer is.
Right, she leaves that open.
Yeah. Wow. Are Tootsie Rolls chocolate or not chocolate?
Wow.
I love it.
I've never even thought about this question.
Yeah.
But it's a good question.
It is kind of a good question. Seems like they'd be chocolate, but if...
What?
But they're not really chocolate, but if they're not chocolate, then what are they? Tootsie Roll flavored?
Yeah,
they're all special flavor?
Whatever that is. That's like when people want Kool-Aid, and you're like, what flavor you want? And they're like, red.
Yeah.
You're like, red?
What's red?
I don't think red's a flavor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Is that
it's
weird?
It's a color. It's not a flavor. Tootsie Rolls, chocolate or not chocolate? I honestly cannot tell you the last time I had one.
Really?
It's been...
Sometimes when you're in like an office and they have like a little bowl of candy, they'll have like a Tootsie Roll in there.
Those are always the last ones taken, though. If you get the Tootsie Roll out of the bowl of candy, it's because it's been rummaged through and there's nothing left.
I feel like it's similar in the trick-or-treat bag. Like, they get left behind, so you just find them like, I'll eat this.
Right. Yeah. Like the kids' trick-or-treat bag on November 17th.
Yeah, exactly.
Still has Tootsie Rolls in it.
I'm sure this is still
good. All the other good stuff is long gone. But the Tootsie Rolls linger. 312-233-1019. Does anybody know? Does anybody have the correct answer? I don't know if there is a correct answer for Annie. Tootsie Rolls, are they chocolate or not chocolate? What do you say to that, Rich?
Yeah, I think it's like a chocolate taffy. Chocolate-flavored taffy.
They are chocolate-flavored taffy.
That'd be taffy, huh?
Okay.
Really chewy and can't get out of your teeth, like Whip said.
That is true. They do have that taffy quality. And I do love some Laffy Taffy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get that? That's good stuff.
Yeah, those are banana.
Fruity.
Mm-hmm. Rich, are you a fan of Tootsie Rolls or not?
Not really. I mean, I'll eat them because they're chocolate. Because they have chocolate flavor.
Right.
That's about it.
I wonder if there's anybody that chooses the Tootsie Roll first. Like, when you were a kid or even as an adult, going door to door or going to the candy bowl. And that's what you pick up. Like, you push aside the Reese's and the Kit Kats in order to grab the Tootsie Roll. I don't know if that person is alive.
There's got to be
They're usually the last with the candy corn.
Yeah. Well,
I love
the thing about candy corn is, you're right, it is last. But then when you have a couple of them, you're like, this isn't so bad.
I like candy corn. I think those are good.
Yeah. Melissa gets a big bowl of candy corn while she's sitting around reading the Washington Post.
It's a great combination.
Yeah. A mother has said, listen, I'll stay home with the kids. We can have a third and I'll stay home, but I'm going to need a salary for this and some other job perks. What perks would make that list? 312-233-1019. Top three is what we want. And at number three, Bridget, the job perk needs to be?
A personal trainer coming to my home, good-looking, preferably 1 to 2 times a week.
A good-looking personal trainer. Yeah. Don't even think about putting an ugly one on the table.
Yeah.
Okay.
They must be good-looking 2 times a week. And number two, your job perk would be what, Marie?
Cleaning lady, 1 time per week.
Cleaning lady.
That's
one
really
time
nice.
Per week.
Really nice.
All right, so you've got a handsome personal trainer 2 times a week, a cleaning lady 1 time a week, and in at number one, John, you must have...
All I want is a fridge full of beer so I can watch Charles Leno and the boys just knock the snot out of people on Sunday.
I have no idea.
You all right?
Whoa.
It's early, man.
put the coffee down, John.
I have no idea what you said.
I love the enthusiasm.
I'm ready for the Bears, baby. I'm ready 24/7.
Yeah, he needs a fridge full of beer on Sunday.
Okay.
Charles Leno and the boys knock the snot out of the Rams. But that'll be on Monday, but that's okay.
Right, generally speaking,
Sunday. We see what you're going with there, John. Wow.
He said 24/7 football.
Well, you know what the deal is? At least John is an enthusiastic employee.
That's right.
And I love that.
Passion. Of course.
You own any leather pants, Melissa? Do you have any of those?
They're not real leather. They're fake leather, like the stretchy leggings.
You ever had leather pants?
Oh yeah,
you
once.
Have.
Yep,
once?
I have one time. Yep, I sure did.
Violetta, you ever had leather pants?
No, I want them. I just can't find the right ones for my shape.
Whip, you've had several pair.
Yes,
I had leather pants.
I wore a couple out. Yep.
Yeah. When you had your leather pants, Melissa, did you have any issues with them?
No.
You couldn't wear them because they were, I don't know, too embarrassing.
not at the time. I really loved them, and
really?
No, they were
so
good.
as you were walking around, it wasn't like people looking and go, "What was that? What was that?"
Because everybody was wearing them.
Huh. Because I was reading a story: a woman warns against buying leather pants because they make fart sounds when you walk.
Yeah,
oh. Yeah, from the rubbing, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, like
is
taping.
That true?
Well,
like that's a woman in a leather pant.
Well,
walking by, that's what it sounds like.
I mean, no, oh my God, stop it.
Jesus.
Is that true? A woman from New York recently showed off how a pair of pants that she bought made an embarrassing noise every time she bent over. The video she posted shows the pants making the noise apparently with the users, and it quickly went viral. A user on TikTok posted the footage to her account, where it has since been viewed by 3.4 million people.
Wow.
Her leather pants farting.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
the pants make noise.
I mean, I guess there's certain kinds of leather when they're really tight, or maybe the sticky material on the outside, if they're overly sticky,
or if you,
and
you
they're
going
to rub together.
Yeah, or if you got like bumps and grooves, you know.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, bumps and grooves in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
The footage begins with a woman named Julia saying, "Please just keep watching if you shop at Zara."
Zara.
She then goes on to explain that she bought a really cute pair of leather pants whip from the store and later went out to eat with her family wearing the pants. On my way out, my sister drops her phone. I bend over to pick it up, and everybody's like, "Did you just?" She's like, "No, it's the pants.
The pants are making
the noise."
A great excuse if you actually had a little farty problem.
I might wear these pants all the time.
Right, exactly. Nope, just the pants.
That's the pants. It's not
it's
me.
Just the
exactly.
pants.
Until it smells.
Yep. Right there. That's just. Wait, hang on. There's my pants.
Nothing's leaving those. Yeah.
That's definitely the pants right there.
Ew.
Yeah. Have any of you ladies experienced this? I've never heard of leather pants making fart sounds. What is everybody talking about? Top three things trending on Twitter at the social media desk. Violetta has them at number three.
Number three is hashtag 3 years of Flickr trending as Niall Horan fans celebrate 3-year anniversary of the singer's first solo album called Flickr.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Feels longer.
Does it?
Only 3 years. Feels like 10.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Jamie Lynn Spears trending as she opens up about her life with a superstar sister, stardom at a young age, teen pregnancy, and her Zoe 101 reboot coming up. She also recalls that she found out she was pregnant at 16 after auditioning for Twilight, so that role could have potentially been hers if her life didn't take a different trajectory there.
Wow.
And she said telling her family was definitely the hardest part about that whole experience.
Did you see that Britney Spears video? I think it was yesterday or the day before, the one of her in a bikini offering up the 5 tips on what you have to do before you go to the beach.
Yeah, with the red like bikini top. It was strange.
Whatever color it was.
Yeah.
Somebody forwarded that to me and I watched it, and then I just commented, "Somebody call for help."
Well,
it's time to call for help.
What was it that was so odd about
it? That's what was so odd about it.
Was it her delivery or
all of it?
All of it?
Just not right.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody call for help.
Uh-oh.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Getting a little bit political on number one because Twitter is on fire right now. 50 Cent is endorsing Trump for president after allegedly seeing Biden's proposed tax plan. So a lot of opinions out there right now, but 50 Cent is trending and that's why.
You know, the debates, what are they, 2 days away, Thursday night,
Thursday night, that's correct.
With the mute button.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what we're
all right, it's
going
to be something
place.
To watch
that's
now.
Right,
here we go. Matthew McConaughey reveals in a People cover story that his dad died of a heart attack while making love to his mother.
Yeah.
That's the way Dad always said he wanted to go.
I know.
What a beautiful love story it was. These, on the other hand, not so beautiful, the love stories.
Oh.
Anybody listening who injured in the act, we've thrown the whole umbrella, though. This can go from the very beginning where you just actually meet to the very end where you decide you're never seeing each other again because it's in the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm a little scared
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of like the kind of thing where you need a filter in order to tell the story.
All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hang on. Stacy.
Yes.
All right, now we're going to speak in vague, broad-based terms, okay?
Correct.
Because overly specific, well, it scares the hell out of me, Stacy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's
you?
Okay. Injured during romance?
Yes, I was. My partner had just changed a piercing.
Had a piercing. Let's just leave it at that.
We'll just leave that.
Yeah, let's see. He had a piercing. Okay.
And it tended to cut me.
Ah, okay. All right. That's really
Take
all
it
I needed.
Out.
It's probably like a nose piercing. He was trying to kiss her romantically. I'm just going to believe that's what it was.
I don't know
if
that makes it better.
I'm just going to believe that's what it was. You know, I had a really sharp nose piercing, and there was a lot of romantic kissing. And
cut her lip.
All right, I had to get stitches.
All right.
Wow. Hi, Michelle.
Yes.
Injured during romance.
Yes. Was dressed up sexually and had like, you know, thigh highs and was coming down carpeted stairs, 14 of them.
Okay.
Oh,
and ended up slipping and falling all the way down the stairs. So by the time I got down to the bottom, I was in tears.
Right.
I went back upstairs, put my pajamas back on, and I ended up bruised for almost a week. I had to call off of work for 2 days.
Right, yeah, call off work a couple days. God. You know, you fall down the stairs. Well, all that satin is really slippery.
It
is. You catch it, you know, gets it under your foot somehow, and then bam.
No, and she said she was wearing heels, so that heel gets stuck on the carpet.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Just trying to make a satin joke, though, but you're right. Okay. Thanks for...
I don't have a lot of satin.
Thanks.
I don't know.
Thanks for actually explaining it to me. I'm trying to soften this thing a little bit here, but I appreciate it. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
Well, better than you, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So, I broke it.
What?
And yeah, I was on the IR for about 2 months.
Oh man,
I was on the sideline.
Injured reserve, Melissa. The IR.
I didn't know what the IR was.
Yeah, Melissa doesn't understand the IR.
That.
The sports terms just blow right by her.
You didn't have to go to the ER, did you?
I didn't. I had to rely on a neighbor who is a nurse.
Neighbor.
You let your neighbor see that? Were you already with your
neighbor? She's a professional.
You did not let your neighbor see that.
Known her my whole life. I knew her my whole life.
So
like
what?
You call her over and you go, I think I got a break over here. And she's like, well, you should get to the hospital. You're like, no, you don't understand. I can't.
Right.
I can't go there.
It's not my toe.
Do you have to put a brace on that? Yeah. Seriously.
No, you can't.
No, you can't do that. No. No, you can't.
It's not actually a bone.
Thanks, Will. Why do you and Violetta have to make everything so accurate?
Thinking it out here, a brace.
Actually, to understand things from an anatomical standpoint, Melissa, I feel as though it's important to clarify.
Oh my God!
That this is not bone material. They could suffer an actual fracture that would result in X-rays and or a splinting procedure. Makes morning mindbender. Very stressful times. All the doom scrolling. 74% of people say that their relationship has been negatively affected by the pandemic. Kygo and One Republic are talking about breaking up. That song. And then this. The average mom would spend $157 for one of these. Just one, McKenna.
My guess is a night of uninterrupted sleep, like at a hotel.
That is exactly right.
Wow.
Sure, you can do it at a hotel. You can do it wherever you'd like.
God! I hadn't even thought of that.
$157 for a single night of uninterrupted sleep. That's all it would take. You have kids by chance, McKenna?
I do. I have two.
How old are they?
I have a 7-year-old and a 3.5-year-old.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you're busy.
You good for $157?
I would pay a lot more. I'd be willing to pay a lot more for an alone night, but I would definitely do $157.
$157 for a night of uninterrupted sleep.
They still wake you up at 7?
Maybe not for her.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm getting nervous.
General. I think she's talking more about the stress levels of, of just general worrying. Motherhood.
They still do that?
Yeah. I remember she had the 3.5-year-old, too.
Yeah.
The 3.5-year-old circling.
That seems old, too, to wake you up, doesn't it?
Well, you might be surprised.
Oh, you got a lot to learn.
Oh, no.
It's time for you to go get pregnant. When all you want to do is sleep. Because when you're not sleeping, it's taking years off your life. Mm-hmm. And remember how they always say you can never catch up? Mm-hmm. The whole concept of catching up on sleep won't happen. As it turns out, that's not true.
Wonderful.
Sleeping in on these days could add years to your life.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Sleep in on the weekend. It's going to help you live longer.
Okay, good. I'm glad you didn't say Tuesday or something.
Thank
you. Just Tuesdays.
God.
A team of researchers from 3 countries, including the U.S., analyzed over 40,000 people and found that sleeping 5 hours or less 7 days a week was associated with a 65% higher mortality rate.
Wow.
It's killing you, Whip. It's killing you dead.
I know.
Compared to those who slept 6 or 7 hours consistently. At the same time, people who slept longer than 7 hours consistently also had an increased mortality rate. So don't sleep long, because that's killing you, too. You got to find that happy medium.
Wow. All tough right? spot.
Is okay.
Yes, Melissa?
I mean, I just feel like some people's like happy medium is going to be a little different than other people's happy medium, right?
Don't go over 7 hours.
Yeah, nothing is universal.
I like 9.
You're dead.
You're it's killing you. That's
it feels so good. Like 9 is like really
right.
perfect.
Feels good till it's 63. Right. We're all going to your funeral, going, well, she got a lot of sleep.
One day she just kept sleeping.
She did sleep well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just never woke up.
Just need it.
Yeah, she said she felt good though.
Yeah,
that's
I did.
Most important. At the same time, people who slept longer than 7 hours consistently also had an increased mortality rate, and those who slept short hours during the week and long hours on the weekend had the same mortality rate as those who consistently slept the ideal 6 or 7 hours.
Whoa.
You find that? So 6 to 7 hours, the science determined, was ideal. But they did find if you're sleeping 4 to 5 during the week and then you sleep in on the weekends, it tends to work out to about the same mortality rate.
Come
all right.
on, get out of here.
Yep.
That's great.
This suggests that
right.
short weekday sleep may be compensated for during the weekend, and that this has implications on your ability to stay alive.
Woo!
I don't know. Eric, everybody's different, though, right? Yes, Melissa, everybody is different. Because one person's medium might be not be another person's medium, right? Yes, Melissa, that's true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because, you know, I need 9.5 hours of sleep every night, and I feel great.
I do.
Until you drop dead on Friday.
Which may happen.
Anybody can talk to a quarterback, star running back, or matinee idol tight end. Eric in the morning would rather talk to the guys in the trenches. The men who get dirty for a living. Anchored to the offensive line. He's on the line. And he's Leno.
Look, he's a big bear.
Big bear.
Big bear.
Leno was a big bear.
Big bear. Big bear.
Leno was a big bear.
Big bear. Big bear.
Leno was a big bear.
Big bear.
Leno is a big bear. Leno's on the line. Heard from here to
Palatine.
When Charlie's on the phone, he's bigger than the Game of
Thrones.
Yeah, Eric likes him better than a day of shopping at Kohl's. Paid a lot of money to protect Mr. Nick Foles. Nicholas Foles. Bop, bop, bop.
Shut up.
Bears on 3, 1, 2, 3.
He's a big bear.
We don't have to have y'all's.
Yeah, we had to find something that rhymes with Nick Foles. We went with Coles.
That's nice. Whatever works.
Protecting Nick Foles. Say hello and welcome back to good old number 72, our good friend Charles Leno Jr. Hey, Charles.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for doubling my salary. Thank you very much.
For the record, we can't afford you.
Yes.
What? I was a third contestant winner today. That's crazy.
Isn't that unbelievable? He called in just in time, Charles. That simple, that
easy. Oh, yeah, I forgot. You said 9:20. My bad.
That's
my bad.
Right. Be on the lookout for it. Then, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I can't complain. I'm just, doing my best to protect Nick Foles. I like the song Switch Up. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a weird year.
But, you know, just being a dad now, really fun. This is a good experience. Right now, I'm doing good. You know, can't complain.
How old is the little one right now?
A lot of bad things, but the little one's 4. She's 4 months. So,
that's
you know,
it?
She's, she's a little tiny peanut, but... She's getting bigger every day. She's good seeing her grow.
That is great. Charles, it has been a very weird season. Congratulations on being 5-1. The city has gone bear crazy, and You're getting to enjoy this, but enjoying it in empty stadiums. What's that experience been like?
It's been a little different, definitely. But last week was pretty cool, actually, having fans at Carolina for the first time. Even though it was a little bit of fans, it was actually, it felt more like a football game, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it felt like, yeah, I don't know, it was just a little different. It was a little more juice, a little more energy on both sides of the ball. It was just cool seeing fans out there, even though it wasn't our fans. It was, oh, actually, it was our fans. We get down to the red zone, I'm here. Yeah. Actually, it was a lot of Bears fans. I heard "Let's Go Bears" chants all over the stadium. So it was actually really good.
Now,
Bears fans always travel where.
Which one hurts more, Charles? Taking on a blitzing linebacker or getting a COVID test? Which one hurts more?
I would say. See, now it all depends. Sometimes you get a nice lady who, you know, her day's going really well and she's only flicking a couple boogers. She's not all the way back there. But you might get somebody who's had a rough morning, didn't get their coffee, so they might, you know, jam you in the back of the brain. So it all depends. But I'm going to go ahead and say blitzing linebacker just to stay safe because I have some pretty good ladies doing the testing for us so far.
How many tests would you say you've had? How many COVID tests?
Gosh, I can't even. I mean, from August 1st till now, whatever that is.
Wow.
Every day or every week or once a month?
Every day minus probably like, I would say, 3-4 days
because
we switched to everyday testing.
It's not always up your nose, though, is it?
Where else are they going to put it?
Well, you know, I mean, I think you're finding other ways. It's not always up your nose.
That's something
is
else.
It?
Yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I'm going in and, I would die.
I'm going in about 15 minutes to get my COVID test again.
Wow.
You know, Charles, it is such a weird year. Like, I've been talking about the fact, like, yesterday I was minding my own business at 4 o'clock on a Monday, and turn the TV on and the NFL's playing, and, you know, with all the different rescheduling of the games, how would you feel if they came to you and said, Charles, we're thinking maybe next Wednesday at 2:30. Is it hard to get, like, you know, you develop a routine to play at a particular time, and then it's all over the board. Does that affect you at all?
Yeah, I would say yes if you weren't expecting it. Like, say if you're going into a Sunday game and then they say you push it back all the way to Wednesday, then that kind of throws off preparation. But I'd rather have more time than less time. I wouldn't want it to be like, all right, we played on Sunday and we have a Sunday game, but they push us to Thursday. That would be brutal. But if you got more time to prepare for a game, then I wouldn't mind it. I mean, you know, I just feel bad for the Titans earlier on because I know those guys weren't trying to, you know, spread have a COVID outbreak or things like that. I know they weren't trying to do that, you know, maliciously. But it just happened. It just happened to be them. But you know, you just gotta roll with the punches of this COVID thing and just adjust and adapt.
That's for sure. You know, yesterday Nick Foles was all the rage at his press conference. I want to play a little clip of Nick Foles for you, and then ask you a very direct question. Okay.
All right.
Here is Nick Foles. There's the clip. Go ahead and play.
I like the communication that's happening on the sideline. I love the passion of the players. Uh-huh. Most important, they care, and we're bonding. We're getting to know each other. That's football. Like, you don't just go out there and play football. You got to care about the man next to you.
You got to care about the man next to you. So I guess my question to you is, has at any point during this season you been in the huddle and Nick will call a play and then look over at you and tell you that he loves you? Has that ever happened?
In the season, in the game, no, but in practice, yeah. Actually,
really?
Yeah.
He's really?
Like, you know, I love you, man. I'm just like, oh, this guy's a great guy, man.
Wow.
You know?
Do you say it back?
Yeah, of course I say it back. I love all my teammates. I have to. I want all those guys. I have to go out there and do my job for them.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I all the stuff that goes on in the football, on the football field, and the football game, the money, the fans, all that type of stuff. At the end of the day, we're just 11 guys on the field playing for each other. That's all it is.
You ever look over at Cody White here right before the snap and look at him and give him a little wink? Go, hey, I love you, man. And he gives you a little wink. Always, I love you too.
Always a Cody. Always to the guys on the line, man.
Awesome. That's and
right now, I just got to. Now we speaking on it. I got to give a shout out to my boy James Daniels. I love that guy to death, man. It's already he got to miss the rest of the season because it's torn pec. But
right.
I love that dude.
You know he's an Iowa boy too, so near to my heart. James Daniels right next to you there. So now you got your new guy next to you. So you have to make sure to tell him that you love him too, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I have to tell him multiple times.
Yeah,
hey, it's working. You're winning.
A lot of love in the room. Nick said that yesterday. A lot of love in the room. Are you ready? So now it's Monday night. This next week, I can't seriously, Charles. I can barely keep track of when the games are happening. Monday night, right?
Yep, Monday night against Los Angeles Rams in LA at the new SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, I hear that thing is beautiful. Interesting to see what that turns out to be. And then, so you're a regular with us for the remainder of this season, the march to the Super Bowl. So if you play Monday night on the West Coast, are we talking to you next Tuesday? How are we doing that?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's knock it out on Tuesday if we play on Monday.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, so yeah, you'll probably be climbing off the airplane and driving home about the time that we get a hold of you, so that'll be a lot of fun, right?
Yeah, definitely. Last time we did that, last year, I think I got home at 6 o'clock, I got some Starbucks, and I just stayed up all day.
Oh, that's perfect.
So,
that's
fine. That's perfect. I'll be wide awake, ready to go.
All right, awesome. Charles, it is great to have you back on. We can't wait for what this season has in store for us. We're hoping for the best and can't wait to start getting some fans back into Soldier Field to watch you guys play, okay?
I appreciate it. And one last thing. Yeah. What is the number for that double salary at 920? I want to make sure I get that, you know, I'm just trying to, you know how things are right now.
No, certain times are tough. Times are tough at the Leno house. Just living paycheck to paycheck.
Big paycheck.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you. Thanks so much. There he is, Charles Leno Jr. Look how we start Tidbit Tuesday, all the hot stuff right out of the gate. Elsewhere, other quick notes. Reese Witherspoon and the cast of Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Reuniting today for an online special. It's going to take place at 5:15 on the Hello Sunshine YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that.
I know, exciting.
You can also see Halsey's new head. She debuted a new buzz cut. Did I steal that from trending on Twitter?
There it goes.
Halsey debuting a new buzz cut in a viral TikTok video. She looks good. So does Jessica Simpson without her pants.
Wow.
You see that picture?
No.
Jessica Simpson takes pandemic dating to a new level in a pantsless photo.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so she took her pants off, and it's basically just her on top with her legs all curled up strategically.
Mm-hmm.
She looks pretty good.
She's wearing a bodysuit.
Any advice on how to search this one?
Well,
Jessica Simpson, carefully. No pants.
Yeah, very carefully. Hey, you can get paid to eat Halloween candy.
What?
Okay.
A candy tester will be paid $500 to try different kinds of Halloween candy, then report their findings. All a part of a new company called BonusFinder.com looking for someone who likes candy. The candy taster will be asked to rate the provided candy based on following candy taste, complexity of flavor, price of each, size of portion, and the flavor profile.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad deal. Like mac and cheese?
Yes.
Yeah, love it.
Well, it's not only delicious, but it helped a man win the lottery. Wins lotto because of mac and cheese. Marketon Caraway of Goldsboro, North Carolina is crediting mac and cheese for its $200,000 lottery jackpot win. He said, I was going to the store to buy mac and cheese to cook for dinner. And when I got to the counter, the man gave me my change and I was about to walk out of the store. And something told me, just buy a lottery ticket.
Okay.
At the time, the woman was on a business call. I told her that her business was now over. Caraway plans to buy a home.
Good for him.
Nice. You know, we were talking sleeping earlier and how important it is to catch up on your sleep on the weekends. Many people think that doesn't work. New science says it does.
Mm-hmm.
White noise. You need white noise, Melissa?
I do, because I don't use like a machine that gives that, but I have like a fan running, so it gives me the same sound.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's
terrible. It's very calming.
Terrible for you.
What?
New study says white noise will actually disrupt your sleep. It's bad for you.
Oh, man.
That's not true.
It is. It's bad for you.
No way.
You keep challenging all the sleep studies.
I am, because when
I don't gonna drop dead.
Have that and you hear all the every little noise around you, that wakes me up.
Apps or devices that simulate white noise to help people sleep are popular these days. A new study raises doubts about their effectiveness. In fact, they might even degrade the quality of sleep, say researchers from the University of Pennsylvania. Penn.
Okay.
Man.
That's big stuff right there. Maybe you want to consider trying something different. When it comes to sleeping, though, lullabies in any language tend to relax babies.
Anything calming, right? Calming music.
Even German, huh?
That's what I was about to say.
Oh, no!
Thank you. Well, I figured you were getting there.
Melissa, canned corn is experiencing a shortage of grocery stores due to early stockpiling.
No way! I love canned corn!
See, I'm more of a frozen corn guy myself.
Mm. Oh, I don't care. Either way, it's fine. You just add on the butter and the salt.
Can't go wrong. According to the Wall Street Journal, the sweet corn used for canning is only harvested once a year, and each summer they're running into a shortage. This year, canned corn saw a 47% increase in sales compared to last year.
Okay, not surprised.
People love it. People love ranch dressing, too, so much they cover their naked bodies in it.
What?
Naked teen covers self in ranch dressing before breaking into deli.
Oh, God.
A Kansas teen recently stripped naked, covered himself in ranch dressing, and entered a local deli at 3:30 a.m.
Right.
Oh.
Rolled around in the turkey,
mm-hmm.
had a quick sandwich, got the hell out of there.
Oh.
Speaking of running, pregnant woman runs mile in under 6 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
That's fast. Isn't that like marathon winners? Like,
well, they're under 4 minutes.
Oh, are they four?
Yeah. Isn't like a mile like 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's for me, it's about, I can drive it in 20. McKenna Myler of Utah is being hailed as a superwoman for running a mile in 5.5 minutes while 9 months pregnant. 9 months.
What?
I don't even know how you do that.
I don't know.
That is insane.
That's like heavy.
And finally, heavy. On Tidbit Tuesday, I don't know if you knew this. You like The Notebook, the movie The Notebook?
Yes. I like it. You have to be in the mood for it, but mm-hmm. yeah.
What makes The Notebook so wonderful? Who do you like in The Notebook?
You mean like their characters?
No, the actor or the actress.
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams, yeah. She's beautiful.
It's Ryan Gosling.
And Ryan Gosling. Rachel McAdams
Is a lot of women go crazy for Ryan Gosling, who starred in The Notebook with Rachel McAdams. Did you know that George Clooney almost starred in The Notebook?
I saw that.
Yes.
No, I like
Can
Ryan
you imagine?
Gosling,
and this is another one of those you always think, oh, that never would have worked.
Yeah.
But if Ryan Gosling had never been in it and George Clooney had, and we were sitting here going, Ryan Gosling almost got the job, you'd be like, nah, that wouldn't have worked. So,
sure. I mean, I think he would have been okay, but I think Ryan Gosling was the better choice.
The former Batman let the tidbit slip while speaking to Entertainment Weekly about his upcoming film. Called The Midnight Sky, which, like The Notebook, features two actors playing the same character at different times.
Oh.
I was going to do a movie years ago called The Notebook that Ryan Gosling actually did. I was going to do it with Paul Newman. I don't know what he was going to do as a part of it. There was one problem, though. Both actors were too famous and could not get the deal done.
He would have been the old version of the character, Paul Newman.
Yeah,
Clooney
true.
And Paul there would have been the same guy, different age.
Boy, that would have been something, even though Melissa would have hated it. All right, now you can go, Violetta, with the top three things trending on Twitter at 9:33. You set?
Yes.
And at number three,
pumpkin spice popcorn balls are trending. This includes candy corns and marshmallows.
It's so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
It's an easy recipe. It's going around right now. Everyone's addicted to it. It's candy corns, marshmallows, pumpkin spice, popcorn,
candy
obviously.
Corns?
And you just kind of push those
all together.
Those.
You should make some of those that new condo of yours and bring them in.
I will.
I want to try them.
Yeah, there
Done
you are.
Done deal. Friday is pumpkin balls day.
Yeah. We're going to bring our balls on Friday. Trending on Twitter. Number two.
Okay, so hashtag International Ass Day is trending.
What?
Can I say that?
Like
yeah,
a donkey?
No, so it's not exactly what you think. Well, like people thought it was going to be something like, hot girls and butts. But it actually is like people dressed up in fuzzy costumes. And, like, you know, people who are, like,
as
into furry.
Making an ass out of yourself day?
No. You know, like, people that are into, like furry
into
get-ups?
Into furry culture?
Furry culture. Is that what it's called? Like, furries?
Furries, yeah.
So, no judgment, but if you're not, you're not expecting what you're going to see. I'm just telling you
I
that.
Wonder, what is the ass day ass? Part?
I
feel like I'm missing something.
Because they're, like, showing that part of the costume. Oh, just the butt part. Well, like, yeah, like, bent.
So it's like a tail?
It's always been Melissa's motto in life.
Like Ben.
Just the butt part.
Just the butt.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Madonna dyed her hair pink. The pop star ditched her trademark blonde locks, and it caused quite a stir on Twitter this morning. She looks a lot like herself, just with pink hair.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, I know. but she's kind of excited about it. She's giving people a lot of advice on how to take care of dyed hair, using oils and soap being bad for it. But speaking about pink, you guys here are part of the Real Men Wear Pink campaign, so I thought this would be a good opportunity to say if you're interested in helping us raise money for that, which is also for Cancer Awareness Month, you can just text the word pink to 60123.
Very nice.
All right.
We'll tie in.
Support
like
a great
it.
Cause. Thank you so much. Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.